Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year. Bon anno. Aguri, aguri. However language you celebrate this New Year, I want to wish you all and your families a very happy New Year. We're here in 2022. So what it do, baby boos? We're here. So much of this week is about goal setting, resolutions, all these things. And I wanted to provide a short framework that is quick, easy, and dirty to implement. You know, quick, easy, and dirty is where I like it. It's just easy to get going. And so this is what we're going to talk about today, Wingjet Commune. My mouth is a little dry being back out here in SoCal. I just took a hit of my fine tobacco cigarette, and sometimes that can leave me a bit dry. Excuse me. So back to what I was saying. Goal setting sometimes can be so misunderstood and done improperly. And so here's a really great and easy way for you to get started on the goals of 2022. I'm going to talk to you about how to do it, and I'm going to even share with you mine. First word that comes to your mind for 2022. That's what you need to do. One word, okay, could be anything, right? For me, it's wealth. I'll get into that later. And then understanding it is really important. Unpacking it is really important. So think of one word, okay? And so let's just say for the sake of this discussion, it's home run. Okay, so let's just say mine is home run, and I'm going to get deeper into a home run analogy. Often what people do is they try to get to the goal as fast as possible, and there's nothing wrong with that. I am team fast as possible. What I'm not in favor of is in fast as possible to avoid healthy habits to get there. Because if you avoid healthy habits to get there and creating of habits to get there, that's what I mean by healthy habits. Healthy habits are habits that lead to good accomplishments or where we want to go. Unhealthy habits are the ones that detract us from getting there. All goals and accomplishments comes down to you being able to have habits or identities wrapped around there, because a habit is your identity, right? Our identities are a collection of our habits. It's what we do on a consistent basis that makes us who we are and what we believe who we are and trust who we are. Okay? So let's just say I want to hit a home run. That's the goal outcome. Right? So if I just think I could grab a bat and hit a home run, that is wishful thinking. So who do I need to be? What habits do I need to have? One, I need to be able to step up to the plate. I need to know that I'm the guy that could put the gloves on, the batter's gloves on, and step up to the plate. Right? And I have everything in place to do that. Step two would be, can I step up to the plate and swing? Step three would be, do I have a habit or understand what it's like to not only step up to the plate and swing, can I make contact on the ball on a consistent basis? Can I actually know what to swing at? Can I hit the ball? And then home runs come. You see? Right? But if I thought that it was only about hitting home runs and I didn't know how to do the other three, I would be trying to do something that is completely out of my stratosphere. Now, what happens when we do that, when we try to jump to that final thing of a home run right off the gate, this is what you'll do. You may start off great, but then realize that you gave yourself too great a challenge, and you will become unmotivated. Does that sound like anyone that's happened to in their life with a New Year's resolution and will affect many of the people that are doing that? Absolutely. That's why you see a lot of people by the end of January, they're not going to the gym anymore because they had this idea of doing all these things. And what's really great about getting it into four steps is that then you could therefore work on each of those a quarter and then get to it in a year, okay? Because it's about 90 days to create a healthy habit. So if you are focused on hitting a home run, the first quarter, January, February, and March, should be not about hitting a home run, not about making contact, not even swinging the bat. It's about, can I show up at the plate every day or the gym? Okay, that's quarter number one. And can I do that? And then yes. Can I do that, right? That's a consistent thing. And then number two would be quarter two. Walk that out from there. 90 days of being the guy that could swing the bat. Perfect. 90 days of working on being able to make contact. Perfect. And then you start swinging for the home runs. And a lot of times what people don't do is they go to the gym already, they try to make these resolutions, and they're trying to lose 50 pounds as fast as they can, but their identity doesn't support it. Okay, so really take your time here. Angelo Sisco's word for the year is wealth. Wealth. Now, in Western culture and a lot of cultures that are abundant thinking and all that, you may say, okay, build wealth. Got it. So that means I need to get money and try to do that. But it's not so much about getting more. It's about going on a diet first. So in order for Angelo Sisco to build wealth in 2022, what do I need to do? Number one, I need to remove all unnecessary or unserving debt. So this quarter, I am making sure that any debt that I have on in my books, in my company's books, in my personal life, anything that has to do with unnecessary or unserving debt is going to be removed, will be removed, and have a plan for that and a step into that. The next one is removing any unnecessary spending, right? So I, in order for me to step into this wealth identity, have a habit that I'm working through of spending money without thinking about long-term ramifications of that money, because I am moving away from an identity of experience in order to create wealth. So if I am still trying to live an identity of experience, wealth won't matter, because if I'm experience is my priority, how can I then remove things that are unnecessary for my life? Because that won't help me create wealth. Step number three, this will be quarter three for me, is how can I begin adding more income in order for me to invest and do that more? And then step four is, what will be my investment strategy? And then begin investing in wealth. And by the end of this year, I will be on a trajectory and embody an identity to build long-term wealth in a healthy way, because I took the steps to do it. Now, if you heard me walk through my plan, what you first saw is what do I need to subtract? What do I need to get rid of to get to the goal or identity, right? So not only is it about adding an identity, getting to a goal, adding to an outcome, creating an outcome, most of us look at adding first. This is where we fuck up the most. And yes, pardon my cursing, fuck up the most. We want to get fat because going on a diet feels like we're depriving ourselves. Well, we need to remove so we could add. So what part of your life is keeping you from the goal first? Get that out of the way so it's not holding you back, because adding is easy. Subtraction is not. It's like breaking up with a girlfriend that you have loved or a boyfriend that you are still in love with. And this is why we do not subtract first, because it's difficult. How did I break up with girls in the past? I cheated on them or treated them like crap until they broke up with me. Many of you can understand that analogy, but that's not how it works when we're trying to reach our goals and become a new person and create new identities. Take it slow, because when you take it slow and develop the habits, they do not leave you and you will have it long lasting. No one is trying to lose 50 pounds just to gain back the 75 or 50 back or gain up more weight or anything like that. This is the year that you make these choices, develop the habits so they last with you forever and you're not making the same goddamn resolutions every year. This is the problem. Write the word down. Figure out what you need to subtract in your habits. Which ones are the unserving ones? What do you need to get rid of so that you could accomplish the goal? Then think about what you need to add to make it the goal, and that's for later this year. Become the person by subtraction so then you could add to a garden that actually has room. So you're subtracting the weeds. You're not subtracting the good things. You're subtracting the weeds out of your garden so there's room to plant the new you and the additional you. Okay? Get used to this. Subtraction before addition is the game. No one teaches you that. No one talks about that. Subtract, 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 so that you can add, and so that you can add healthy habits that last the long term, because it's about last man standing in this game of adults, not can I get there as quick as possible, but then lose it all. That's for hares. Play the game of the tortoise. Go get them in 2022. I believe in you. Men out there, women that need better men, Alpha Hippies program starts next week. Visit IamAlphaHippie.com to apply for the program. We'd love to help you be the man that goes through these processes, wakes up so that you could be the best forever and not just today. Come look at me and you'll know where to play. I am Alpha Hippie. Have a great week. I love you, Windjet community. Keep your crowns on straight, kings and queens. Because this is the time we need it to be the straightest the most, because the world, including you, you are a part of this world, is the most chaotic we've ever been. Crooked crowns only keep the chaos abound. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.